This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Residents of Ukraine expect more flooding as authorities warn the dam breach of the Kakhovka Dam would continue to unleash pent-up waters from a giant reservoir upstream. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats, while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaily Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, "I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits." One vulnerable citizen, Svitlana, could not get to her apartment to pick up documents. Water levels reached almost to the second floor of the house. She tells the AP she can't sleep or eat as she can't get into her home. Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials said Wednesday an Air India plane flying from New Delhi to San Francisco landed Tuesday in Russia after it developed engine problems. In a statement, Air India said the plane, a Boeing 777, carrying 216 passengers and 16 crew members, landed safely at Russia's Magadan Airport in Siberia. They said it had developed a technical issue with one of its engines. 16-year-old Gervan Kama was traveling on the flight and told the Associated Press how they found out about the engine issue.
We get a call from the cabin crew that they'll have to land the plane. As there's been a glitch in the engine system and they'll have to dump the fuel. So we had an immediate emergency landing at the airport.
India's aviation minister said Wednesday a plane was on its way to retrieve the passengers. This is VOA News. 86-year-old Pope Francis was admitted for surgery on his abdomen Wednesday afternoon at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
It said the 86-year-old pontiff's medical team recently decided that surgery was required on his abdominal wall to repair a type of hernia called a laparoscele, which sometimes forms over a scar, often from a previous surgery. General anaesthetic is required for the procedure, with the Pope expected to stay in the hospital for, quote, several days to recover. Pope Francis made no mention of the planned operation at his weekly audience at the Vatican on Wednesday morning, where he appeared in good spirits. He'd spent 40 minutes having a checkup at Gemelli Hospital the previous day. The Pope marked the 10th anniversary of his pontificate in March.
That's Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reporting. The conservative governor from the upper Midwestern U.S. state of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, is launching a bid for president. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
I grew up in a tiny town in North Dakota. Woke was what you did at 5 a.m. to start the day.
At an event in Fargo, North Dakota, Governor Doug Burgum is adding his name to a growing list of contenders in the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. The little-known candidate is hoping to put a dent in former President Trump's early lead. Burgum portrays himself as a common-sense rural state conservative with experience in business, agriculture, tech, and energy policy.
We need new leadership for our changing economy. Innovation over regulation.
His family ran a grain elevator in nearby Arthur, North Dakota for decades, and after getting an MBA at Stanford and working for McKinsey, he convinced his family to acquire a small software company, which grew into a multi-million dollar enterprise, Great Plains Software. He'll campaign Thursday and Friday in Iowa and Saturday and Sunday in New Hampshire. Burgum's announcement comes on the same day that former Vice President Mike Pence is launching his White House bid and holding a CNN town hall. I'm Jennifer King.
More than a dozen U.S. states are under air quality alerts Wednesday as smoke from hundreds of wildfires burning in eastern Canada wafted south, creating a dull gray pallor over the skyline of New York and other eastern cities. In an Associated Press interview, U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor told them how the wildfires in Canada could affect so much of the eastern U.S.
The weather pattern across the central and eastern U.S. is such that it's allowing northerly winds to funnel that smoke out of Quebec southward across portions of the Great Lakes, the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and even as far south as the Carolinas and the Tennessee Valley.
Health authorities in 15 states, from Vermont to South Carolina, as well as Ohio and Kansas in the Midwest, warned that fine matter in the atmosphere could exceed unhealthy levels and make breathing difficult. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.